farewell, my perjured swain. Let never injured creature believe a man again. The pleasure of possessing surpasses all expressing, but 'tis too short a blessing, and love too long a pain. But 'tis too short a blessing, and love too long a pain. 'Tis easy to deceive us in pity of your pain, but when we love you, leave us to rail at you in vain. Before we have descried it, there is no bliss beside it, but she that once has tried it will never love again. But she that once has tried it will never love again. The passion you pretended was only to obtain, but when the charm is ended, the charmer you disdain. Your love by ours we measure till we have left our treasure, but dying is a pleasure when living is a pain. But dying is a pleasure when living is a pain. For who would live in torment to be each moment slain by flames of love so fervent, enraged by man's disdain, when death has power to ease us of all the woes that seize us and sorrows that displease us, so ne'er to grieve again, and sorrows that displease us, so ne'er to grieve again. No tortures like to loving and not be loved again, yet we are oft approving of such a fatal bane, by crediting their wishes, their toying and their kisses, which do but raise our blisses to fall beneath disdain, which do but raise our blisses to fall beneath disdain. They only are for pleasure our honor so to stain. Then let us grieve at leisure, then laugh when we complain, and still we'll prove more cruel by adding of new fuel, in which they think they do well to murder us with pain, in which they think they do well to murder us with pain. Whilst like the phoenix frying, we in sweet gums remain, they triumph in our dying, and boast their trophies gain. But cruel man, 'tis faded, since you my love invaded, I will not be upbraided, first death shall end my pain. I will not be upbraided, first death shall end my pain. O witness all ye powers, how he my love did gain, whilst oft in shady bowers he swore he would remain, the constantest of lovers. But now my loss discovers how black my fate it hovers, and how that a sigh she breathed, whilst in her breast the flame did struggle to be eased, when she did proclaim to cruel Gallius flying, when thy Olympia's dying, with gloomy eyes the eyeing each corner of the plain, with gloomy eyes the eyeing each corner of the plain. When as she death's keen message out of her bosom drew, and gave it speedy passage, her life for to subdue, then cried false man her passion, who first for you took station. Fate waits past alteration, Olympia dies for you. Fate waits past alteration, Olympia dies for you.